Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now. Brought to you this hour in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Today is a big day. For thousands of nonprofits all across the state of Nevada, today is Nevada's Big Give. Happens once a year. And it's where charities of all kinds, whether it be Grant a Gift, Autism Foundation, or others, where charities end up gaining huge support from people just like you. And in fact, charities like the one that I support, charityoffireballooning.org, is one of the beneficiaries of Nevada's Big Give. Joining us now, a friend of mine, Kevin Cloney. He is the captain of Chariot of Fire Ballooning. He is the one that takes you up in the balloon. And I'll ask him about the charity itself. But, Kevin, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Big day for you guys.
Oh, wonderful day. It's interesting. I was just looking up the Nevada Big Gives. Since it's been founded, has had over 20,000 unique donors supporting over 500 nonprofits in the state of Nevada. They've raised over $4 million since they've started. And last year, $631,683 for various nonprofits like Chariot of Fire.
Well, and charityoffireballooning.org is going to be one of the beneficiaries undoubtedly today. Explain for those that have maybe not heard the radio commercials, that have not heard you and I talk before, what is Chariot of Fire Ballooning?
Chariot of Fire Ballooning is a nonprofit. It's a locally owned and operated hot air balloon. There's only a handful in the whole world that can actually take people in wheelchairs that are DOT bracketed into the chair, polycarbonate windows on the side, allowing the wheelchair-bound person and a caregiver to experience life-changing hot air balloon flights. And it's the only one in Nevada, actually. It's the only one in the Southwest and maybe the United States and beyond. Last time I checked, I think there was five baskets that were similar to what we had made, custom-made 4 years ago. And so what we wanted to do is we found out that some people with mobility restrictions, of course, have financial restrictions as well. So as a part of our company, we created Chair to Fire Ballooning Nonprofit. It's a 501c3, again, locally owned and operated. And what happens is through people like yourself and others who donate, we grant or subsidize life-changing hot air balloon rides to organizations and individuals like Make-A-Wish, Wounded Warriors, Paralyzed Veterans, Veterans Resource Center, and, of course, directly, people who approach us directly. And we've actually created another website that makes it much easier to remember, and that's flytheheart.com, since there's 32 hearts over the canopy or the balloon above it. So flytheheart.com is also a great way to get a hold of our organization and help people. I learned the other day that hot air balloon rides are in the top 25 things on people's bucket list worldwide.
Is that right?
And here in Las Vegas, we have a wheelchair accessible, easy access. So even if you had hip or knee replacements, you can walk on this basket versus climbing over that 6 foot, or excuse me, that 4 foot wicker wall. So yeah, it's interesting.
Tell me how people can actually get involved with Nevada's Big Give. Is there a website? Is there someplace they go? How do they contribute?
Yeah, Nevada Give, Big Give has a website. It's called NV, as in Nevada, biggive.org. So NVBIGGIVE.org.
Let me just ask you now, when money is donated, does all of it go to the charity in question?
Yes, we have an active board, but it is a non-paid board. So basically, everything that we collect goes directly to the nonprofit, and we have people go to our website, again, flytheheart.com. They put in their name, their email address, and the reason they're requesting either a subsidy or a fully grant. And then the board reviews it and approves it or approves a portion of it, and we contact those people and grant them a ride. We've had a couple of interesting rides. I don't know if you want me to share a couple.
No, go
of
ahead.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah, we had. It's kind of interesting. I didn't realize it that the Las Vegas Valley has about 3 million residents, and approximately 82,000 of them actually have some kind of mobility restriction. A little less than 3% of our population. And one of the people that reached that we flew was a gentleman named Ron. He was actually a paratrooper, and he was paralyzed. And we got together with him via, I believe it was Veterans Resource Center over there, Jim Littner. But anyways, he got together. We came out for a wheelchair ride, and we asked him if he had ever been in a wheelchair or in a hot air balloon. He says, yeah, it wasn't real good. I said, how that? He says, well, one, they picked me up and threw my chair in the basket, and they put me inside, and I got to look at the wicker for 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not
and
fun.
I said, well, you're gonna have a totally different experience in here. So anyways, he rolled in the basket, DOT bracketed four brackets down to the wheelchair, four-point safety harness on headrest, poly, about 270-degree view within the polycarbonate window, and off we flew. I think, were you out when they did that? It was a great flight.
I was.
It was unbelievable. He was excited about it.
No, I tell you, that is so cool. Kevin, again, if folks want to contribute, they want to get involved in Nevada's Big Give, how do they do it, and how do they, in particular, help a Chariot of Fire Ballooning?
Okay. Of course, Nevada Big Give's website is nvbiggive.org, nvbiggive.org. Again, Chariot of Fire is www.flytheheart.com, and you can go into the Big Give, keyword in Chariot of Fire, and it should bring it right up, and you can make a one-time donation, a monthly donation, anything like that, and it will help us help others fulfill their bucket list and make some real life-changing experiences.
I love that. Kevin, thank you so much. Always good. And you were mentioning hip replacement. You're just coming off hip replacement surgery, so you're still on the injured list. But thank you so much for joining us on the show, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Okay, sounds great. I appreciate the opportunity.
That's Kevin Cloney. He's the captain. He actually flies the balloon. Yeah. ChariotOfFireBallooning.org or Fly the Heart. No, this is a cool deal. And by the way, just as I've said before on the show, I'm the chairman of the board of this 501c3. So, you know, we pour a lot of money, a lot of effort into giving people that that bucket list opportunity they might never, ever have. In particular, I don't know how many of you have ever seen these hot air balloons, but these wicker baskets, if somebody weighs 450 pounds, if somebody's in a wheelchair, if somebody's a wounded warrior, somebody's a senior, and they can't go traversing this basket, you just roll them up in a wheelchair. It's simple. Or they walk up a ramp into the basket. Really cool thing. Anyway, that's the big give, Nevada's big give today. If you can help, if you have a favorite charity, make sure that you reach out, because today is the day. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, more on the Mueller report. My guess is the Mueller report might be coming out as early as tomorrow. Don't know. But everybody and their brother now in Washington they're absolutely certain this thing's coming out in the next few days. I've been hearing that for the last few weeks. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. I promised we would talk a little bit about the Mueller report, which everybody in Washington now is saying, oh, it's going to be out in the next couple of days, And normally, if you're going to release something, you would wait until Friday at about 4 o'clock Eastern time, so 1 o'clock here, and you'd release the report, and it would, that's how you'd handle it. I don't know what they're going to do. But Joaquin Castro, he is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. This is cut two, by the way, cut two. He was on with Anderson Cooper last night. And it's his belief that Trump should encourage release of the Mueller report. The fact is, last time I checked, I think the president was saying the American people should see the report. As a part of tweets and different communications, the president seems to be indicating he wants the American people to see it, which leads me to believe there's nothing in there about Russian collusion. Nothing. But let's go to cut two real quick. This is Joaquin Castro, House member from San Antonio, Texas, and he was on with Anderson Cooper last night.
I wonder how likely do you think it is that the president will actually support releasing the Mueller findings once he knows what's in them? And again, we have no idea whether they'll be good for the president or bad for the president. But I mean, he'd also said in the past, and you know, he'd be happy to sit down with Mueller for an interview, which obviously never ended up happening.
Yeah, I suspect that the president and his team will read through the report, make a determination about whether they think it's favorable to them or not, and based on that, decide whether it's going to be made public. You see the tact that they're taking in terms of their relationship with Congress right now and not responding to subpoenas, not turning over documents that have been requested, and it's a calculation for them. I think they're going to fight every step of the way if the president thinks that releasing that report to the public will be damaging. And also, Anderson, it should be noted that most of all, the Mueller report is owed, of course, to Congress, but it's a report that's owed to the American people, because it's the American people who suffered through having a foreign nation interfere in their elections in 2016. So this should absolutely be a public report.
It's owed, you say, but I mean, in terms of the mandate isn't for Robert Mueller to decide really how the report is released.
That's true. And we're counting on a government that should realize that it should be transparent and accountable. So far, this administration on many occasions has failed that test. But I hope that they will release that report.
Do you expect them to cite executive privilege to try to at least, if the report is released, to at least remove some aspects of it or hide some aspects of it?
Yeah, I certainly don't put it past this administration to try to do that, try to redact certain things or perhaps take out certain things.
I mean, it's their right to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be within their purview. But remember, if they take out something that's significant or substantial, I mean, they're really doing an injustice to the American people to try to cover up something significant and meaningful that's in that report. Mm.
And just so you know, the president has, in the last couple of days, either tweeted or talked about the fact that the American people need to see this report. We'll find out. We'll find out how this thing plays out. And again, it's up to the Justice Department. They're the ones that are ultimately going to determine what gets released, what gets redacted, and things like that. I want to lay to rest something, and we'll get into this in depth coming up in our next half hour. But this whole thing about John McCain. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to my buddy, a guy that can analyze just about anything, my buddy Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What do you make of this thing? The president, 7 months after the death and burial of John McCain, trying to kick dirt on the grave, I guess you'd say. What do you make of this, Carl?
Well, I make of it as, unfortunately, he's trying to destroy the man's memory. It all started when he first started running for Trump started running. He says he was no hero because he was captured. I mean, right there, you should have known. Then he says in his, yesterday he was at a tank place saying that I don't like him. I never did like him. He voted against the Obama, putting down the Obama plan. Well, the reason he did it, he doesn't mention, is because they had no replacement for the Obamacare. And 25 million people would have been thrown off of medical treatment. That's why he did it. Trump never mentions that. General Bonespurs, you know, was a real hero, not like McCain. He's trying to destroy. He's something psychologically in his mind. He can't stand when anybody has done something better than he thinks he can do, or more important, or go down in history as a greater man. He can't stand that at all. And well, it's a psychological thing. I'm not going to go into deep.
But Carl, this man, regardless of whether he served or did not serve, and we always respect those who serve, and I've said on this show that I regard John McCain as a war hero. In the last 15 years, he has not been a great U.S. senator. I mean, he just hasn't been. I'm sorry. He had a chance to fix Obamacare, to repeal and replace, and he turned thumbs down. After, according to the president, telling the administration he was going to vote thumbs up. That's unconscionable. And we've still got problems with Medicaid and Medicare for All. I mean, all these proposals, you know, these Democrat presidential wannabes out there all across the country talking about Medicare for All. Clearly, the healthcare system in America is not working. So what is the alternative? All this talk coming up. We'll talk about medical cost sharing. Which, by the way, I believe is the future of healthcare delivery in America. I don't think it's going to be single payer. I really honestly don't. It just doesn't make sense. Stick around. More to do as we continue Live and Local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now, I was watching CNN for just a few minutes last night. John Hickenlooper, former governor of Colorado, was doing another one of those CNN town halls. He has absolutely zero name recognition around the country. But he was out, like 15 or 20 other Democrats, espousing the merits of Medicare for All, single-payer health insurance. And absolutely disgusted with the way our health system is, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him for saying that. But it's almost as if there is no alternative. There is an alternative. Want to welcome back. It's been a while since he's been with us, and we're glad he's back. My buddy Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. And Dale, first of all, thank you for joining us, and it's good to have you back. Can you talk a little bit about what you're hearing from these presidential wannabes, this Medicare for all? Will it work in America?
Kevin, thank you for the invitation. Happy to be with you. There is, once again, a reignition of the national debate about what we do with health care, primarily because of the upward pressure of costs, just skyrocketing expenses. And the proposal that many are voicing is a doubling down on government engagement, control, and takeover of health care. Not only is it just wrong-minded, but it is financially unsustainable. The costs are just astronomical. It steals and robs us of all of our choices regarding private choices regarding health care, and it simply puts health care in the hands of government control so that it doles out care and doles out resources, because government doesn't expand or grow anything. They just simply control, and so consequently, health care would be extremely limited. All innovation would be gone. We would no longer be the national hope of the world's health care.
again, Dale Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. I know at the very beginning of Obamacare, back in 2009, 2010, when we first started rolling out what ended up being Obamacare, we were promised that it would bend the cost curve of healthcare down. It turns out it did the exact opposite. And I guess my question is, you've been at medical cost sharing for a long time now, and Liberty HealthShare, is it bending the cost curve down, or at least not radically increasing the cost of healthcare?
In fact, we share healthcare costs, Kevin, at half the expense of traditional healthcare. And I would submit to you the reason why is because we are sharing those costs every month with another member. We're engaged in those expenses. It's our dollars at stake, our pockets and the pockets of our fellow members, so that we're motivated when we're standing at the counter to review the treatment plan, eliminate unnecessary care, find that care at the most advisable price. And so we're at 50% of what the rest of the marketplace is in terms of healthcare cost.
And am I right? Your members are very, very satisfied with the care they get. Am I right?
Well, they love it for two reasons. One, because of the cost we've just been talking about is certainly advisable and useful for that reason. But the other is, ours is a relational healthcare system, Kevin. Every month I know where my money is going. It's going to another member. I can track it. I can send messages of care and concern and engagement and prayer, whatever the case may be. And so that element of participation with one another is what seals the deal with our members, and why they're so highly gratified, because it brings a sense of satisfaction knowing my money is going to help another person.
Dale, let me ask you though, because any healthcare delivery system is only as good as your ability to get in and see a doctor. Hopefully, a doctor that you like. You know, the old, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. Those lies told a few years ago. But in this particular case, being able to get in and see a doctor, can you do it with Liberty HealthShare?
Kevin, one of the messages we hear consistently from the provider community, doctors and hospitals alike, is that they are exhausted by the regulatory and administrative overhead and oversight that they have to contend with. The reason doctors and hospitals love Liberty HealthShare so is because it reestablishes the patient-doctor relationship. It eliminates that administrative overhead, and our payments are fair and reasonable and prompt, and we have broad, almost universal acceptance by providers and hospitals.
And as far as doctors getting paid, that seems to be one of the problems that we've had down through the years with Obamacare. Doctors getting paid, is there a problem there?
Well, that's precisely why they love it, because our members share those costs together. We send the checks directly out of the member's account, receiving account, for those costs associated with that member's care. It goes directly to the doctor and the hospital, and it's prompt and reasonable and fair, and that's why they respond so positively.
I know a lot of folks, you know, we're like 3 months, almost 4 months into 2019, and a lot of folks, I'm sure, signed up for Obamacare, you know, during the open enrollment period, but now are rueing the day they did that. If there are folks out there, and they've just had it, up to here with Obamacare, how do they, how can they fix that?
Well, gratefully, the good news is we are, as a healthcare sharing organization, not subject to that open enrollment calendar. So folks can join us any month in the course of the year. Under the Affordable Care Act, we're exempt from that requirement regarding open enrollment. So they can join us any month, check us out, review it, and simply make the switch at their best convenience and schedule throughout the year.
And talk a little bit about money, because that's all, oh, my premiums are so high with Obamacare and the, you know, the deductibles are skyrocketing, blah, 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 blah. Explain how folks can actually ultimately save money with Liberty Health.
We don't have premiums. We have what we call a share amount. So every month we ask our members to set aside that share, because literally we're helping to pay another member's expense. It's $299 for a single. It's $399 for a couple, $529 for a family, regardless of its size, so mom, dad, all kids. That those dollars go into a secure online account. We call it our share box. And then through our technology, it gets matched to another member. So, Kevin, you always know every month exactly where your money's going. You can track it to that fellow member, message them with cheer, encouragement, prayer. We're receiving members' account to the doctors and hospitals. We're following that methodology and paying the extent of $38 million every month.
I know a lot of my friends are getting into alternative forms of medicine. And this is something that's relatively new to medicine and care delivery system. How does Liberty HealthShare regard alternative forms of medicine? Do you allow it?
We are a membership-based organization, so our members help shape the sharing program. We put that question to them a little over 2 years ago, and overwhelmingly the members said, yes, that ought to be an eligible expense that we're willing to share in alternative medicines and naturopathic treatments, and so that is included in our program.
Take me back to the beginning, though, because this is to me always the most difficult thing. Somebody says I'm done with Obamacare. I'm fed up. I can't take it anymore. I'm not going to give them one more dime, you know, for premiums and deductibles and that. But Liberty HealthShare sounds very, very interesting. I want to find out more about it. I want to sign up. Take me through the process.
Well, we encourage folks to simply go to the website, get an information packet. We call it a decision guide, Kevin. It's right there. Click the button. Request it. It comes electronically to your email that walks you through all of the details and information regarding healthcare sharing and Liberty HealthShare, or talk it through with one of our advisors in the contact center. We have folks, and we welcome those calls, to on an individual basis applying their enrollment process with us. And it's as simple as this month you can enroll with a, and it's always forward-looking. So here we are on the 21st day of March. The first eligible date would be the 1st of April, and you just simply stop your payment to a traditional health insurance plan and enroll with Liberty HealthShare and begin April 1 and following. It's just that simple.
I think it's amazing. I think it's an amazing program, and I'm so glad to have you as a friend and a mentor when it comes to healthcare sharing. Let me just ask you, at the end of the day, there are people that are going to want to sign up that do have health problems, that either they drink or they smoke or whatever. Can you help them?
Absolutely. In fact, we welcome folks particularly with lifestyle-based conditions. And there's a national rush on those kinds of conditions. High blood pressure, heart disease, certainly type 2 diabetes, and obesity, smoking, cholesterol. We welcome folks with those conditions because we know if they just simply alter the way they eat or sleep or exercise or live their lives, they can impact those conditions. And so we welcome them. We help share in those pre-existing costs so long as they enroll with our Health Track program. We assign them a health coach. It costs an additional $80. If they're smokers, they just have to commit to quit. We'll walk them through that smoking cessation. If it's obesity, we help them lose weight. If it's any condition relative to lifestyle, they reach their goals, objectives, they graduate from the program, the $80 drops off, and we're seeing people transform their lives by simply making that simple choice, Kevin, to take management and control of the care of their health.
And in our final 30 seconds, give me the number of pounds that have been lost in your weight loss. I'm always blown away, and the number keeps going up.
Well, last year we had 1,605 people join who had an indication of the need to lose weight. They joined our Health Track program. We assigned them a health coach. They set their treatment plan goals and weight loss objectives. They graduated from the program. And as a group, they lost over 32,000 pounds. That's 16 tons.
That is amazing.
We just were flooded with messages and testimonials of how life-transforming that really was.
That's incredible. One more time, if folks want to know more about Liberty HealthShare, where do they go?
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. Ask for the free decision guide. Get sent directly to your email. Just chock full of explanation information about Liberty HealthShare. Call the toll-free number, 855-58, and then spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY. Talk to one of our advisors. Peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
Hey, Dale, always good. Good to have you back. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon.
Kevin, thank you so much. God bless.
That's Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. And this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root, War Now. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes as we continue Live and Local Now.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up just after 10 o'clock, Wayne Allen Root Warnow. He did a column in the Las Vegas Review Journal that I think is maybe the best at capturing the essence of Democrats and their cheating ways. I mean, he runs down chapter and verse, stuff that I'd even forgotten about. You know, Pocahontas and her Native American thing. I mean, there's so much stuff that Dems have. I mean, Dems lied when they said, no, we didn't try and steal the primaries from Bernie. No, we didn't do that. This was interesting. Yesterday, though, on Fox Business, Lou Dobbs was on with political consultant Ed Rollins. This is cut one, by the way. And he defended Trump criticism of John McCain. Everybody and their brother wants to jump on the president. And by the way, I don't think it was the best political move. If it makes you feel better, fine. But there are a lot of, you know, going in and screaming at the boss. It may make you feel better, but you'll probably end up fired. You know? You know, it's going to make you feel better for about 3 seconds until the guy says, I'm sorry, you're fired. Anyway, Let's go to cut one, though, because Lou Dobbs and Ed Rollins, and they're out there actually defending the president.
We're starting to see some movement within the party. Right. And by the way, I think Ronna McDaniel deserves great credit, the chair of the RNC, for holding the line and supporting this president with full support. When there are people like, let's say Mitt Romney, for example, undercutting this president because he made some nasty remarks about John McCain. Now, there's a reason for those nasty remarks. There's a history between those two men. And the people who were attacking, including Mitch McConnell, attacking the president for his views on John McCain is asinine.
Well, John had broke his word to the president on that vote. They would have had that vote.
The vote on Obamacare.
They would not have had that vote that night if he hadn't promised the vote. They would have got somebody else to vote for it. It's a bad blood, bad history there. And the reality is McCain ran one of the worst presidential campaigns ever that elected Obama. And I knew John well and liked John over the years. But the reality is Trump did what he had to do, and he won. He won a big, big election against allegedly the toughest Democrat in modern times. She didn't prove to be that, but that's what people thought she was.
Well, she was strong enough to win the popular
Absolutely.
Vote, just not smart enough to win the electoral vote.
Well, you don't go to Wisconsin, you don't go to Michigan, you don't go to Pennsylvania very much. You're not going to do well.
Okay, we go from people who are sympathetic to the president to those who. Even some that are supposedly Republican that are fighting against the president. Charlie Sykes, let's go to cut three real quick. See if we can get this in before the news. Charlie Sykes, a former talk show host on, I believe it's WTMJ in Milwaukee. He's always been a supposedly conservative Republican. He was on with Chuck Todd yesterday, calls Lindsey Graham pathetic for changing Trump criticism or criticism of the president. He's kind of changed his tune a little bit, according to Charlie Sykes. And this, by the way, was on MSNBC yesterday.
My job is to represent the people of South Carolina. They want me to work with the president where I can. I've got to know the president. We have a good working relationship. I like him. I don't like it when he says things about my friend John McCain.
And then here is Lindsey Graham in 2015, after the first time the president attacked McCain.
How could anybody wanting to be commander-in-chief even suggest that John McCain and people like him are anything less than a hero? So he's a train wreck, he's a car wreck, and I think he's shown yet again why he's not going to make it through this process.
Well, obviously, he's as good of a political pundit as the rest of us these days, but... That's the two Lindsey Grahams.
And it's pathetic. I mean, look, I understand that Lindsey Graham is running for re-election next year, but I mean, I understand that he wants to have access to the president, but you hope that there's part of him that is just ashamed. This was a man that he knew, the man that he respected. He understands what he is doing is indefensible, but the obsequiousness, the sycophancy of people like Lindsey Graham, you know, is really part of this extraordinary moment that we're living in politics. So, the congressman used the term intoxication. I would use the term corruption. That John McCain demeans everyone around him, and he demeans the people. He demands that they demean themselves. It's like he's testing. How far can I push what you are willing to accept and enable from me? And he keeps pushing it and pushing it. And Lindsey Graham has become almost this lab rat. He's the guy. It's like, I'm going to push Lindsey. Can I get Lindsey to actually cave in? I'm going to insult over and over again his good friend John McCain. And will he respond? And we just saw this. And that was pathetic.
Coming up, I'm going to ask Wayne Allen Root about this. I think I know where he'll come down. I'll let him put it into his own words. I will not put words in his mouth. He's got enough of his own. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is live and local now.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org.